From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
All right. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Yeah. Just for a few minutes. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Getting worldly things doesn't mean that you are spiritual. Many people chase after worldly things. House, car, status, you know, degrees and all of that. These things doesn't make you godly. So gain is not godliness. But there are some people who think that gain is godliness. The Bible says, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown Verse 9, right? But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Verse 11 says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now, we are talking about fight a good fight, isn't it? And the Bible says that there are some things in this world. You get all the details that the apostle writes about to Timothy, the pastor. He was talking about gain. He was talking about strife. There's the love of money. And then he tries to encourage him to stay clear of certain things that will actually distract him from the real thing that is Christianity. Because real Christianity is not earthly things. Are you with me? So the pastor is advising his young pastor and Christians for that matter that there are so many things that seem to come and actually can make you lose eternal life. So he says, fight the good fight of faith. It is the fighting that will help you to lay hold. You see, until you are dead and gone to heaven, your eternal life is not secure. You are not finished. The Bible says in Hebrews, let's quickly go to Hebrews chapter 12. We'll come back to 1 Timothy 6:12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. 2 seconds. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run. Let us run. Let us run. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So this actually marries the 1 Timothy 6:12 well. Because the 1 Timothy 6:12 is saying that let us fight and lay hold, which means that the fighting will have to end up, the fighting only ends when you lay hold on eternal life. And the whole thing is about eternal life. You know, it's not about anything, it's about eternal life. It's about life eternal. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is everlasting life that is this. That's the reason why we are here. Coming to church Sunday morning, coming to church Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, all night. It is all in the course of the race. So that we can lay hold finally when we take our last breath on eternal life. Because that is the day that is going to determine which session you are going to. And the session determination depends on how you have run your race. That's why it's something you need to fight. That's why Jesus said, if your left hand disturbs you, cut it off. Because the race is so important and so crucial and so critical to your eternal life that you can't allow anything to prevent you from laying hold on eternal life. That's why we are releasing these books and these materials to you. It is to help you fight a good fight of faith. It's to help you. It's to help you. It's so difficult. It's difficult. Paul details it. He details it, isn't it? Yeah. He says, and they that are believing, let them not despise them. But he said, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the doctrine which is according to God, he's proud, knowing nothing but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil sermons, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. He comes and he actually goes to town with all the distractions that can make the man of God and the people he's pastoring lose eternal life. Are you there? So, this Christian thing is a fight. I have to fight to do all the things I'm doing for you and to lead you. I have to fight to lead you. You don't think the Makarios is $1,000? You ask those who bought Makarios here. It's 10,000. 10,000 on the left, Makarios on the right. You put people in jail for, was it jail we put people in for Makarios? Yeah, so you see that because of even the aid and the help to fight this, but we are trying all that we can that you get some information and some knowledge to fight. So the way it is, and then, so, Charlie, you don't understand what is happening. You don't know what is in this book that will help somebody and keep them on the right way. He said, lay aside every weight. Because sometimes the race, you can actually be disqualified. If you see people running races before, you can have a false start. And it can cost you the race. I said, it can cost you the race. Yeah, you can start well. Some people start races well, but they don't run well. Yeah, for some of you, you came to this church, well, you're excited, but now you're almost a devil. Yeah. Because one of you is a devil. That's what Jesus told his disciples. Yeah. You can start the race well, but you can't run well. It's very important you maintain focus and you maintain the course and run well. You have to run well. You have to run well. You have to run the race well. Starting well is not the end of it. You have to run well. And make sure that you run. Jackman, are you there? Make sure that you run without weights. It's a fight. It's a fight. Now, before people start running races, they practice. Oh. They practice. They set themselves up. It's like this race. I'm prepared to run this race. I'm prepared. I don't want to lose. I don't want to be last. I want to run and run my best. So there's even preparation. You have to understand that this church thing that you're actually getting yourself into, this working thing that you're getting. I remember once somebody was telling their relative that, you know, they've left Shepherd House and this and that and that and that, and they told the person all the things that went on. And then the relative said, why do you kongsi in the water that you drink from? I said, wow, I didn't know that there's somebody in this person's family who talks sense like that. Yeah. Because many people around this individual, they are very much against us. I just, this one person, when I heard it, I was so happy. At least somebody is thinking straight to tell her, for all the years that you have been part of this organization, you don't have to kongsi in it and leave. Yeah, kongsi in the water and leave. Yeah, somebody is talking sense to somebody outside here. So people start the race, they don't run well. Many of you are not running well. If you are running well, many people will be here. You can point to this person and say, this person is the person I brought to church. That person is the person I brought to church. I pray. You can tell stories of people you have prayed. I've prayed for this individual to become stable. I have fasted for this person to become stable. You don't have anybody like that here. You started well, but you're not running well. If you don't run well, you can easily miss the race. You start running a race and they begin to look into the crowd and begin to tell them, sing, sing, give me fans, give me fans. You see who win the race. You see where you'll be. You have to stay in your track. If you go over your track, that's it, you're disqualified. There are so many little things that disqualifies us from running the way we are running. Check yourself. Check yourself. It is a natural development in the house that you grow up and contribute to the house. It is only natural. It is only a child who was not trained well, who doesn't pick up good training, whose head is not working, who grows up in the house and doesn't contribute to the house. It's only a child whose mind is not working well, who grow up in the house and will not want to lend a hand to the parents in the house. If you are growing up in this church well, if you are fighting well, you rise up and help me in this church. You rise up and fight and say, you know what? I want to stand next to my father. I want to stand next to my bishop. I want to fight with him. I want to win souls for with him. I want to get the loss for him. I want to stand next by him and draw my sword and let my sword touch blood. Naturally, as you grow up in this church, naturally, naturally. At least you pay a water bill. You take up the 1,500 light bill. You take it. That internet bill. You say, mommy, don't worry about this bill. I will pay it. At least a good child and a sensible child. Every month. Now, if you're in this church and you say you believe in God, you are not standing with me. I don't know who you are standing with in this house. You got to be a devil. And Jesus said, if you don't gather with me, you scatter. We know all the signs. We are just pastors, so we have a certain heart. But there are many people who are not running well. You are not fighting well. You are not fighting. You are not standing with me to fight. Some of you are actually working things against me in the background. It's very important you fight this fight. And it's not like you are starting a fight. I have started a fight. And I've gone ahead of the fight. All you have to do is just take your sword and stand with it and say, you know what? I'm coming. I'm going to follow you and fight with you. Hey, anyone, any man you miss, I'll make sure that person is dead. Any sensible house, take it from me.
where any sensible, it is a natural development that you rise up in the course of your race to do something in the house. I remember when I was doing my national service, I started receiving a stipend. The bulb in my room went off. It got spoiled. His life came to an end. My father had a small warehouse in the house. And that's where we have soap, we have toothpaste, we have bulbs, we have this, we have that. So I went to ask him, Daddy, my bulb. I was shocked when he told me that you buy your own bulb from today. I was surprised. Then soap. We're using Lux soap at that time. Yeah, Lux. My father would use Lux. And then buy the blue soap, key soap. Big long one. You use knife to cut like that. Bar soap. So he will use the Lux and buy the big one and cut a piece and put it in the bathroom. I was surprised. So when I went to the bathroom, I was looking for the Lux. Lux is locked up in the master bedroom. Lux is under lock. Except from today, you buy this blue soap. This key soap. It has a key on it. It's written on it. Key soap. You bath and you wash your clothes with them. Yeah. It lasts for a long time. It makes the whites whiter. There's a lot of caustic soda inside. That's when I started buying my own soap. Imperial leather. My mother came and saw my soap. She said, hey, buy you easy? Imperial leather. It's like I was set free to also do something that the builder my father was running all these years. I've come to a point where he shouldn't be buying soap for me to bath anymore. How are you running your race and fighting your fight in this church here? I said, any decent, respectful, honorable child who grows up in a decent home rises up to help the parents in the bills and the beddings of the house. You can't be in this church for all these years. You don't bring anybody to church. You are not helping in the mission of this church. You don't do anything. And you think that's what the apostle says. They think that gain is godliness. Give me that scripture. They think that gain is godliness. Like, because you don't do anything in the church, you think that that's how church life is.
Give us the word, Bishop. Give us it.
Gain. Gains, but godliness with contentment. You see, godliness, it comes, godliness comes first. Gain is not godliness. So. Don't let God take away the things he has given to you. Don't let God take the things away. Don't let God take your marriage. Don't let God take your business. Don't let God take things away from you.
Come on, you are preaching.
How did you start? Why are you running like that now? Why are you running on one foot now? As I'm telling you today, I say any decent, all of you who do things to subvert and to not make things go well and all of that, you are warned, though. You are warned, though. Your time is coming, though. Your time is coming. Anybody who has grown up in this house and does not rise up to support the things in this church, I say your day is coming. Your day is coming. Because we will not pay bills until we die. We've come 14 years to be winning souls. What are you doing to help? We're fighting. Fighting. The second time I'm preaching here. I've been in my office all day having meetings, fighting. Putting things to die, fight all kinds of things. Certain talking, this, that. Fighting all day. I'm preaching again for the second time. Why? Another week is coming. I'm fighting. We're going to Jamaica. Fighting. Had to call people to fighting to try and get some deal and get some nice. That something is coming. Fighting to get things. What contribution are you giving here? You think gain is godliness? You think just coming to the church and sitting down is enough? It's enough. Supposed to fight. Fight with us. Fight. You are either here, you are either fighting with me or you're not fighting with me. You train people and they rise up and they betray you. You give people chances for years and then they believe other people more than the person who has given them a chance. Wow. All kinds of fantastic things around here. If you are on my side, you choose me above anybody else. Yeah. And those of you who come to this church and have fellowships outside the church, you will never do well. Never do well. You have voices. There are other voices that are talking to you. There are other voices that you're communicating with. The voice that God has given you, that is the shepherd. His voice follow. You are not following the shepherd. You are following other people. You see. You wait and see. You wait and see. Wait and see. It's a fight. It's a fight. Yeah? We're fighting. We're building a church on the other side of town. Big church. We're building. Money. You will not believe we paid $8.5 million to do the erection. The steel that is there. $8.5 million. Almost $42,000 US just for the steel to go up. In the bush. Marilyn, is not a joke. He must be sitting in that place there. The place must be packed and be full. That's a fight we are fighting. The place must be full. Yeah. And that is where you are. You come in. That's where you come in. Don't sit down there and be proud that you don't have anybody to point to and say, this person, I brought this person here. The people here mainly are my main people. Only my main people mainly are here. The rest of the church are not here to hear these things I'm talking about. I'm only talking to a certain group of people who I've been talking to for a long time. Yeah, this is not the group I want to see tonight. It's those who don't hear me on a weekly basis. They are the ones who are supposed to be here to come and hear. By the time we finish over there, it will be millions of Guyanese dollars, if not millions of US dollars. And you want to tell me that we are going to go Sunday and the place is going to be empty and nobody there? To fight. Look at this boy. He came from Suriname. He hardly eats. The last time I told him, what did I ask? I asked him, I told him to be, if he's thirsty, he should drink the water out of the bag. He said, oh, Bishop, I've been drinking it. I said, oh, I mean, I was joking. He said, oh, that's the water I've been drinking. I said, oh, really? He said, oh, sometimes the whole week is that water I drink. Why does he have to come and subject himself to such thing like this? If he's in Suriname, you think he'll not drink good water? He'll not eat nice food? He won't eat nasi kip? With kausa bun and nasi rice, with the adapple, Falcon's place, rund place, kip bouten, kanala. I'm making him hungry, isn't it? He's come and he's here. We send you to Bible school. To do what? To prepare and come and stand and fight with us. Alexis, are you listening to me? She's sitting down. She better sit down and not listen to me. Send it to Bible school to come and make you. It's like you coming to help us. We rather have to now treat you like you are now born again Christians. We have to take you through new believer school. New believer school. You who have come back from Ghana to stand and fight. It's a shame that we have to not carry us you on our backs. You will go to hell if you want to. You will die and go and burn in hell if you want to. We've done enough for you. We are not going to carry you as babies on our back. You can't rise up and fight with us. Go to hell. Gone 3 years to the heartbeat of the whole organization. You didn't come back to do anything decent? Go to hell. It's time to rise up. Wake up. Let's fight this fight together. Fight a good fight of faith. Let us lay hold on eternal life. You don't know what we go through to be leading you over here. You don't have an idea at all. Have an idea at all. It's a fight. So I don't talk. I don't complain because I know what I'm doing. And I know what comes and what goes. It's okay. It's part of it. It's occupational hazard. You don't talk about it because why do you talk about it? If you don't want to talk about it, then leave it. So we are inside. We are fighting. We are moving forward. We are prospering. That's why he called us. Whereunto thou art also called. You are called unto eternal life. You have to fight to lay hold of it. It is going to be unfortunate that Jesus has saved you and you miss this eternal life. Because that's why he called you. So let us transform completely. Let us transform completely. Do you know what it takes if about 70, 80 of us are going to get a ticket and either pay half price or don't pay anything at all for 1 month? Do you know the burden is going to lay down on somebody's business? You don't have an idea because you don't run a business. And the possible disappointments that are going to arise and the possible shame I'm going to share for standing in and standing ahead of you. You don't have an idea. It's a fight. It's a fight. Because if I don't do that, I don't know who is going to go to Jamaica. It's a fight. When it's your turn, take another 70, 80 people to Jamaica. Let's see that indeed you picked up this fight also. You say, no, I saw my father fight these battles and I'm fighting. I need to come from London, you can't come. Just London, come, you can't come. $1,000 to come and $1,000 to go. You can't pay to come and go. How many people we have sent to Ghana? When he went, he went somewhere, he came back, he told me, he said, Bishop, the people there are very rude. I said, you are seeing that somebody is rude? At least you've gone to see something. If I see all my Anakazo people who have come back, this church should be 2,000 people sitting down here around them. 5,000. Spend money, time, issues, challenges. Those of you who were sexing when you were in Ghana, doing foolish things. You have to grow up. This you see, there's always a time where God just overlooks a lot of things. And then there's a time when he steps in and begins to reward every wickedness and every sin with what it deserves. Let us rise up. Many of you have been here for years. You have been here for years. What do you have in this church to feel proud about? I'm asking you a question. What do you have in this church for all these years to be proud about? We are always fighting with you to come to church. That was it. We are not fighting. We're not fighting. Stay home. If you don't love me, you don't appreciate me, and don't want to fight this battle with me, stay home. Don't come. Don't come, please. Don't come and make me preach in a different way. Yeah. Because when I see your face, I am so hurt and disappointed. I have to talk in a certain way. Stay home so those who are working and helping, we can laugh and enjoy ourselves and then we go home. We don't know how long we're going to live. I don't know how long I'm living. I don't know how long I have in Guyana. I want to have a good report that God sent me here. And then when I came, I did this, I did that, I did that for, to the glory of his name. And then many of you should your name should be connected to it. That, it was because of Peter, James, and John, Bartholomew, Andrew, that he was able to do what he was able to do. You must want your name to be connected to the mission that God has given to us. Stand with us and don't fight us. Yeah. Then when this is understood, when this fight is understood in a certain way, you will even want to ask, what is the strategy we're using? It's not my fight. So I can't take a sword and just go and start killing people. Before you kill even some of my men, you can't just take a sword and say, hey, where are they? No. Because maybe I have some people who are dressed differently. You may not even know the difference. So that's why you take a sword and say, Bishop, what do I do? What do I do? Who do I kill? Where do I stand? Yeah, that's why you ask questions a lot. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to help? How do you want me to fight? Which part of the fight do you want me to fight? Where should I go?
Stand to your feet. Tonight, I just want people who want to fight with me. I just want to pray for just those people. If you want to fight with me, lift up your two hands. God is going to give you a certain power. I am a child of God. God knows my name. And he knows the people he has given me. Just in case you don't know that you were sent into my life to help, you still have the opportunity to lift up your hand and say, Lord, I want to join the army that is led by this man of God. I promise you, my father is bringing down strength. He's bringing out power. Weakness is going to go away. Weaknesses are going to go away. Defeat will no longer be my name. He called me Victor. My God made my father change my name to Victor to signify that every battle that comes my way, I'll be above the battle. That grace is coming upon those who are willing to stand with me tonight. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.